We have Talk Radio.
All set up. Look at that. There's the system on the screen. And we're ready to take some phone calls. Now let's go to our first caller of the night. Let's see what we have.
Oh, I am.
Go ahead. We're on the air. Who's on the line?
Hi. Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Steve from Simcoe. I've called you a couple times before. Yeah,
well, welcome back, Steve.
I just wanted to know. Yeah, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. All right? Yeah, sorry.
I'm just fine, thanks.
Your stove, but I'm here now. So I was going to ask you, have you got any idea what the military deaths are of the Ukraine war machine?
I do not know. I don't think, honestly, there are really reliable numbers. I have heard that the person sort of providing numbers out there most often has been Colonel McGregor. His numbers seem to be very high to me, and I don't know if they're accurate. I've heard, you know, other military experts say that it's really almost impossible to really assess. All we know for sure is that it has been a terrible, bloody, brutal war with severe casualties on both sides. But in terms of numbers, I really don't know. I've heard numbers, you know, casualties on the Ukrainian side as high as 400,000. But quite honestly, I've looked at that, piqued my interest. I went in and I looked at the actual number of soldiers, people, the Ukrainian military is supposed to have, and those numbers to me just don't add up. It doesn't make sense to me. So I hate to challenge someone as authoritative as Colonel McGregor.
Well, my thought on that is, why are they getting all kinds of different types of people off the streets or any place else they can to put them in the Ukrainian army, pregnant women? They found them dead in the battlefield, old men up to 70 years old. The average age of the military now is 43, when most armies around anywhere from 24 to 32. No, I think the numbers are really high because aerial footage shows a lot of graves being dug in all the cemeteries across the Ukraine. So if they started out with, say, X amount of soldiers, and this war has been going on now 2+ years, and then you got to steal people off the streets, what happened to the military? Where are they?
Yeah, I mean, this is
the
information certainly that seems to be coming out, and I cannot sit here and confirm it or say it isn't true. I just know what's being reported. I'm seeing some of those same reports. How accurate that stuff is, I don't know. And I understand what you're saying about the graves, because I know that there has been some effort to try to measure casualties by looking at the expansion of grave sites with aerial photography from satellites.
Well, you know, those wounded Ukrainian soldiers, commanders are giving up because they can't save their men, and they're asking the Russians to take them, and the Russians take them, and they surrender. That tells you something. Mm-hmm. The Ukrainian hospitals are all full, and they don't have enough people to take them off the battlefield. It's not right for bleeding people to bleed themselves out and die.
No, of course not. And
no, it's not.
Again,
it's not,
you know, that's, I mean, we've had Kevin Michalitzi on here talking about this subject. He seems to have some pretty good sources. I really just don't know. And in a time of war, getting accurate information is very difficult. You know, as I listened to a couple of analysts yesterday, you know, I think that the one thing we can be certain of is when battles are won or lost, we can stand back and get a better assessment of that and understand things from a wider perspective, and know that that information is at least factual. You know, we know that Avdiivka fell and that the Russians have now taken control of that, and that is a pivotal, you know, it's a milestone in the war, maybe a critical juncture. So that's definitely a significant event that we know is factual. The Russians are now in control of that. And in fact, they now have, you know, a whole swath of territory that they are controlling in a very, in a commanding way. So
they haven't even started their offensive. They're still on the defensive mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
you mean the Russians, you mean?
Yeah, the Russians. Yeah. They haven't started their offensive yet. It's going to come. I think just waiting to see what NATO wants, what kind of stupid new NATO might want to make.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's what they're not afraid of. They don't want to really escalate the war. They just want to end it. But Zelensky, the great person that come to our parliament and brought a Nazi with him, wowee, mm-hmm. Where's Zelensky now? He's at the bottom of the list. Made fools of everybody in parliament.
From the very beginning, we were pointing out here that they do have actual Nazi battalions over there, Nazi soldiers.
Oh, God,
not all of them, but certainly they have them.
Azov battalion. We got a picture of a famous deputy prime minister holding the banner here. Yes.
That's
not nice.
Yeah, we've.
Anyways, the next question I like to ask. What is the total amount of our tax money that has gone into the Ukrainian black hole to date?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's look that up. How much money has Canada sent to Ukraine? So since February of 2022, Canada has committed $2.4 billion in military aid. And then just, I think it was yesterday, right? Was it yesterday? I think so. We saw Trudeau commit another $3 billion to the war effort over there.
And how did that get through Parliament? Who voted on that?
That's a good question. I don't know about this latest $3 billion, but there was a vote in the House of Commons on that, you know, those first rounds of funding for sure. That definitely happened. So there must have been something that happened in Parliament that I didn't see. But then again, I don't know, because that $3 billion, that surprised me. I don't know how the heck that was offered up as part of that agreement. Beyond that, I'm not sure, because it happened on the weekend, on a Saturday, kind of out of the blue for me. It wasn't on my radar at all. So I guess your guess is as good as mine.
This is a sad government that doesn't understand what's going on in the war. None of these Western countries, they're all a bunch of morons, and they're all tied into the globalist idea that they want to rule us without any elections. And this is sad. It's really going to be bad in the States. I don't know how they're going to run that election down there, because now I hear that all these people that they brought across the border illegally are going to be given the right to vote. No, I always thought you had to be an American citizen. If you're an immigrant, you had to take a course, and you had to two to 7 years to get your citizenship or whatever it is, then you were allowed to be able to vote. I don't know how it works in Canada. I'm pretty sure you have to be a citizen to vote.
Yeah, I'm just looking up the information on that $3 billion, and here's what I've been able to find. And I should have done this yesterday, but things kind of went sideways. So it's a $3.02 billion funding commitment, and it's for this current year, but it's a 10-year lifetime agreement, and it isn't clear how much more or how the money might be distributed over the next decade. So it's a non-binding treaty of some kind, rather than an agreement that sets out a series of measures and expectations between the two governments over the next 10 years. And
who audits the money?
Well, I don't know. Maybe ask the accountant that also signed off on Christian Freeland's $6,000 beauty parlor bill.
Well, you got to look good, eh?
Oh, I shouldn't even laugh.
Well, I see them people living off of our dying. They look pretty good in there. They all got sharp suits. All their hair looks good. Some of the women, they got nice diamond earrings and everything else. Wow. Anyway,
I don't know, man.
Probably other callers.
Yeah.
Have a nice day or night, whatever it is. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. You have a great night.
Bye.
Take care.
Take care.
And we don't have the callers there at the moment. We had a few in the queue, but they've dropped off. So if you'd like to join the conversation tonight, the number is 1-319-527-6770. 1-319-527-6770. Call early, call often. Put you on the air here. All right, let me take another break while we punch a few buttons and get ready for our next callers. I shall be right back after this.
Hello, Rick.
Okay, you can join the conversation at 1-319-527-6770. Let's go to our next caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, it's Steve calling.
Hey, Steve, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm not bad. Completely off topic from all of your news tonight. I had something that's on my mind in the last, last day and a half, maybe. Are you aware of the Patriot Front organization down in the States? It's like a white nationalist group. They go around protesting. There's a lot of, there's a lot of controversy around this particular group.
I've heard of them, yes.
So, it's unclear to me, maybe in the last 2-3-ish days, the leader of that organization, Thomas Russo, was arrested for a warrant that stems back 7 years ago for a protest happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is seven years ago, like in 2017. So they had basically he was involved in this march, and it was a massive march. There's lots of footage of it that you can find online as to, what happened that day.
But
it just makes me want to bring up my concern that it just seems like I feel like it's a blow to how difficult it is to protest against this tyrannical government that we're in, that we all face.
Well, before we go further, Steve, I'm just trying to find some details on this arrest. So I just did a quick search. I'm not seeing anything come up. Are you certain that he was arrested just recently?
As certain as from what comes up in my feed, so I get my feeds off of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots going around on Twitter, and there was a fundraiser yesterday for Chris Lysak that was put on by the Diagonal Group, and they talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
During that marathon, it was a 12-hour marathon, right? Yesterday, that happened yesterday?
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so I don't know. I'm not seeing any indication here at all that there
okay.
was a recent arrest for that person from that whatever kind of group it is, Patriot mm-hmm. Front. I've heard the
yeah.
name. I really don't know much about them, and I really don't know a lot about Mr. Russo. I do know that I'm aware that they were present, I guess, at the Charlottesville incident.
Yeah.
Then that's really all I know. So beyond that, I can't confirm that what you're telling us is accurate with regard to a recent arrest.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe just put a watch out on it. Maybe it just hasn't hit your waves yet. But to me, I look at it as just like another blow. You know, it's if you go back in time, you know, we had this incident here that I was just talking about in Virginia. And then, you know, you get other things like J6, and then you get the trucker protests, and then recently now we're having all these Palestinians.
So what specifically is it about that concerns you? Why do you feel that there's some imbalance or unfairness there? To put this into, you know, proper context for our viewers, not just that you have sympathy for this person.
Because they're coming after him for an event that happened 7 years ago.
Okay.
And to
yeah.
me, that
and I mean, yeah.
Because I've watched.
So what's the charge though? Like I don't. Without the details, I mean, it's we can sit here and say these things, but I can't even confirm that he's been arrested or charged with anything. And then it's difficult to, you know, have any kind of context on something like that if we don't even know
right.
has been charged, and then we don't know what he might have been charged with. So this is entirely theoretical at this point because we don't have any information
yeah.
at all. And then we're right. So
probably
maybe he wasn't charged for all I don't know. And a lot of stuff on Twitter that I see is sort of old recycled stuff sometimes that even I make a mistake and I think it's current, but it's from like a year ago or whenever, and I mistake.
Well, coming
I've
off
made
of my
mistake here, so don't know. Yeah,
I'm just speaking on. It's just because you know, like when I see an article like this, and a story like this, it just compounds all the other stories that have been laid on me lately. You know, with pandemic and all
right?
these.
We can't. You know, we shouldn't just let the news pile up on us and overwhelm our senses or our cognitive reasoning. We shouldn't just let the news overwhelm us. We need to try and stay focused and keep our heads screwed on straight. So we're just looking at the facts, right? Because I don't know. I don't know, Steve. I don't know what else to. I don't know how to assess this because there's no concrete information here.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not going to push. I guess I just wanted to call and I guess air it out
yeah.
to the world what it is that I'm dealing with over here. You know, trying to make sense of everything and you
sure.
know.
Yeah. I mean, regardless of what someone's political views are, whether they're a liberal, a conservative, a socialist, a Republican, a Democrat, or the member of some
yeah.
sort of a controversial, you know, white supremacist group, everybody should be treated equally under the law, right?
Well, to me, it's
and
just it's like against our ability to congregate and to speak. Like it's like our ability to
again,
stand
but
up,
you know, yeah. Sorry,
in front of our government. And to let them know our grievances mm-hmm. is becoming harder and harder and harder to achieve, mm-hmm. you know, because they'll charge us, they'll jail us, they'll beat us, they'll spray us with chemical
when you
weapons.
When you say us, who do you refer to and what do you mean by us?
Well, okay, by us, generally, by anyone who's deciding to go into the streets and decide to protest. Against everything, like everything that's wrong
Well, I don't know, Steve. I mean, I see protests on the streets like constantly for all kinds of groups, from freedom groups, which are out there literally every weekend all over Canada. I see, you know, Palestinian protests. I see pro-Israeli protests. I see all kinds
David
of protests.
David Menzies getting arrested.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's those issues, too, for sure. Yeah. And there's seems to be some imbalance in the way the cops handle things, no question. But we do protest. People protest constantly. Sorry, did I lose you there, Steve?
No, you didn't lose me. It's just I think it's a rude awakening. I'm glad I called. I'm gonna pass it on to the next caller there. It's an overwhelming call for tonight.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Take care.
Same here, Rick.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. And go ahead. You are on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Sir Rick. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Sandy?
I'm okay, thank you. I love you.
I just can't mistake that voice of yours. Always a ray of sunshine.
Oh, thank you. So I'm with Steve too. Like, I was watching a little bit today. I went to church. I went to mass. I came home.
Mm-hmm.
Did my chores. Moving on. So I'm concerned that there's no queen.
Well, we do have a king now.
Yeah, I know. Well,
filling that role.
I'm a little concerned of him, too.
As a lot of people are.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. I don't want Carmella as queen. Do you know who I want queen? Meghan
Markle?
No, Meghan with Harry. You know Prince Harry?
Yeah.
His wife.
Yeah.
She should be queen.
Why?
She's young. She could do it.
I don't think she wants the job. They don't even want to be part of the royal, you know, the whole royal thing. They've kind of bowed out essentially.
Exactly.
You know, living in Hollywood, they don't want it. They don't want the gig.
Exactly, because do you remember when he came out and he had a letter and he pretty much told the monarchy to you know what?
Uh-huh.
He read it.
Yeah.
He read
yeah.
the letter. I remember him doing that. And you know what? He's like, I'm done with this. It's not my problem anymore.
Yeah. I don't think he deserves to be king, and she doesn't deserve to be queen. They want the money, they want the security, they want the lifestyle, but they don't want to do the job. They don't want to do the work. I mean, that's the trade.
They don't want to do the work.
They want to live in Hollywood, and she wants to live her life. And they seem to, honestly, in my view, have some level of contempt for tradition. They don't want any part of it. And because they don't want any part of it, I don't see that they're worthy of the job, because they still want enough of a connection to the royal family that they have affluence and wealth, you know, basically an allowance, but they don't want to have to do all
of
the...
They have a lot of credentials.
The events. They just don't want to have to do the work. Like, that's the trade-off. If you are the king or a duchess or whatever position you have to go to events and you have to stand there and you have to meet with world leaders and you have to do all your ceremonial things and you have to make sure you follow protocols, and it's life in a fishbowl, man. Like, you can't just pick up and head off to the shopping mall because you might get, I don't know, swarmed or something by adoring fans or people who maybe don't like you so much. Who knows what might happen? And that's the trade-off.
It's not that you don't like the king. it's not that I don't like the king. I just heard a little bit of, you know what I mean? Like, I've just heard a little bit of not so not about him.
Well, yeah.
I don't know whether I believe it or not. I know. I don't know whether I believe it or not, but she's, like, in the background, and she's, like, Carmella is, like, she's so quiet. She's very quiet. She's very, like, in the background. You know what I mean?
That's the way she goes.
You know, I don't know, you know what, the queen, I remember when the queen passed away, and I think it was like, what, 20, help me out here, 20, it was like a couple of years ago, it was November.
What was, I'm not following you.
The queen, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, oh, when she passed away?
Yeah, when she passed away, it was like November, right?
September 8th, 2022. I just looked it out to confirm it. So September 8th, 2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no queen.
Right.
There's no queen. And I think the British monarchy needs to step up and they need to start, you know.
Okay.
I want to go to Scotland.
Don't let me stop
you. My background is Scottish.
Oh, well, that's cool.
It's great and it's grand. I really want to go to Scotland. Yes, I know. I'm praying for the day. I want to go to Scotland. I want to see the... I want to see the country. I want to see the mountains. You had a caller a while ago. I think her name was Chris, and she's from – she speaks so well. She's such a – what a
Chris
sweetheart.
From out west someplace there, you mean? Chris from out west?
Yeah,
from Alberta?
From out west, yeah.
Yeah.
She speaks very well with her English, and she knows all about the west and – You know what? I'm living central, and it's like, oh my god!
Yep.
I'm living in a swamp.
Well, I think that maybe you're moving on up. So.
I hope so. I know. I really hope so. Yeah. But you know what? We do need a queen, and they really need to be very picky about it. They have to be. You know what? Maybe Harry and Meghan will come back and they'll nip it in the butt.
Maybe, but I don't think that they're going to do it, Sandy, because like I said, they don't really want the gig.
Aww.
And that should tell, I think that should tell you something, too.
I don't want the gig either.
I don't think that being the king is all it's cracked up to be, quite honestly. Yeah, you're wealthy and you have, you know, but I don't know how much freedom a king actually has. Maybe in some ways more, but in other ways, any world leader like that, you're living in a bubble and you can't go anywhere without protection. You have to ride in a armored car, or, you know, somebody might try and do something bad to you. That's a rough life. It's the same thing with, you know, any president or...
It's the same thing with Canada. It's a rough life.
Yeah.
Canada
so if,
is a rough life.
If you're doing
life.
The job properly, it is a sacrifice, really, if you're committed to the job and you're doing it right, because you do give up a lot of your privacy. You're always being followed around by photographers, reporters, right?
Paparazzi.
So, and even if you're a dictator, and you get to have your own way all the time. There's always somebody looking to assassinate you. you're a moving target, man. When you're in a position like that, as the old saying go, the closer you are to the top, the closer you are to the door.
That's true. And the farther are you up, the lower you are down.
Sure. That sounds good, too. We can go with that.
Yeah, that's true. And I just wanted to say, like, it's been a journey, and I don't want to be here. I don't want to live in this country where there's no king and there's no queen and there's no diversity and it's just poverty and it's just like, I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, then I guess you're just going to have to get the heck out of Dodge. And it sounds to me like maybe you've got a plan.
Get a Dodge Ram or get a Dodge or
get sure.
Get some form of vehicle or something.
Right.
You
okay,
are the best,
Sandy.
Rick.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you, Sandy.
I appreciate you, too. Be safe, and I hope you have a great week.
Yeah, you too. We'll talk to you again soon.
You. All right.
Take care.
Cheers.
Bye. That was Sandy. And you can join this conversation tonight at 1-319-527-6770. 1-319-527-6770. I will be back right after this. Okay, and again, you can join the conversation at 1-319-527-6770, and if you are inclined to support the program, you can do that by donating at maverickdonations.com. That's the Give, Send, Go. Or you can support us at freedomreporters.com. That's freedomreporters.com. Any donation of $30 or more, and I will send you a t-shirt if you want one. Just let me know in the comments, in the comment section when you donate, what size of shirt you need. You can also support the show simply by liking, sharing, subscribing. If you subscribe on our YouTube channels, make sure you hit the notification bell and please consider subscribing over on Rumble. That would help us a whole lot because we continue to grow over there. And I really appreciate the ongoing support from you guys because it's your support, it's only your support really that pays the bills here for the phone system, for instance, which is still activated and ready to take the next call at 1-319-527-6770. 1-319-527-6770. If you'd like to join the conversation tonight. And it would be great to have some new voices join the conversation here. So if you haven't called in before, I would really welcome the call. See if we can get some new perspectives on some of these issues, whether you want to talk about what's going on in Ukraine or inflation here at home, or what's going to happen in the next election, or maybe you want to talk about this by-election coming up in Durham. We're really only about a week away from people going to the polls to determine who's going to fill that vacant seat in the riding of Durham, Ontario. We can really talk about anything you want. So with that being said, let me click on this and we'll see where things take us on the other side. And we do have Exile the Knights of Malta t-shirts. I have one here. I think I do.
on my pile.
Right here. You have these as well. Not just Maverick News t-shirts, but these Exile the Knights of Malta t-shirts. So if you'd rather have one of those, I kind of like the design. I think they look kind of cool. Got to end the corruption, man. Got to end the corruption. So those are also available with your donation. If you want one, just let me know. News, Exile, your choice. In any color you want, as long as it's black. Now, 1-319-527-6770. We have lots of people watching. Nobody in the queue. And not surprising, given kind of what went down with the show last night. I think maybe some people a little reluctant to call in this evening. But I expect we'll probably get some sort of a caller on the line shortly. And I'm looking for new people. So if you're inclined, you can do that. Now, what I wanted to do tonight as well is, you know, I have some of those Maverick Knights animated segments queued up, and I thought we might rerun a few of them in sequence here this evening and just share those again. We can review the content, and then you guys can maybe even message me and let me know what kind of storylines you'd like to see in these Maverick Knights animated segments. So let's go to one of those right now. I'm just going to take this. I'll leave the number up on the screen, I guess, unless it's interfering with the subtitles, in which case I may take it down for the duration of this. And while this runs, you can still call in at 1-319-527-6770, and we can pick up calls on the other side. Here's the pilot episode, the very first one that we did, the Maverick Knights series. I'll be back, talk about it on the other side. All right, so that was the pilot. And then we have this other episode here. So let's crack this one up. I don't even remember what this one was about. I'm just going to run them. The stories are self-explanatory. Here's the next Maverick Knights episode.
The Maverick Super Knights cornered Schwab in his secret lair, ready to put an end to his villainous schemes. A fierce battle ensued, with powers clashing and determination fueling their every move. In the end, it was Sir Richard who confronted Schwab face to face. With a final, powerful blow, Sir Richard defeated the supervillain, ensuring that justice prevailed and freedom triumphed. The Maverick Super Knights stood victorious, having proven that their unity and unwavering dedication to the cause could overcome even the most formidable foes. Their legacy as defenders of freedom would forever be remembered, and the world would be safer with Schwab's reign of terror brought to an end.
So that was the pilot. And then we have this other episode here. So let's crank this one up. I don't even remember what this one was about. I'm just going to run them. The stories are self-explanatory. Here's the next Maverick Knights episode.
The Rise of Maverick Man, Uncovering Klaus Schwab's Diabolical Plot. Subtitle: Journalist Richard Paul exposes a global villain's evil plan to destabilize the world economy. Introduction: In a shocking turn of events, renowned journalist Richard Paul has unearthed a sinister plot orchestrated by Klaus Schwab, a global villain hell-bent on destroying the world economy. With stunning evidence in hand, Paul reveals how Schwab plans to blackmail the leaders of nuclear power nations using sex scandals and threats of terrorist violence. This article delves into the details of Paul's investigation, shedding light on the rise of Maverick Man, Sir Richard the Super Knight. Unveiling the mastermind, Klaus Schwab, a shadowy figure with immense power and influence.
But can't do it alone. I need the Maverick Knights. That's you guys. Let's go to our next caller. Who do we have on the line? Go ahead. Are you there?
Anybody there?
There you are.
Hello. Hello. I'm watching this comic book thing. It's pretty good. I have to watch it again after. Didn't finish it. I'm on behind you. You're skipping on. You're freezing up on this YouTube all night. Yeah, this stuff's good. Reminds me of some cartoons I used to watch when I was a kid. They were talking and they were doing like, I was right into that
stuff.
What
were your favorite cartoons when you were a kid, John? What were your favorite cartoons?
Cartoons. That's a good question. I don't remember that far back, but I don't know. I really don't know. I don't remember. But I did watch, I used to watch Bullwinkle a lot on Sundays.
Yeah, Rocky and Bullwinkle, yeah.
Bullwinkle and Rocky, yeah.
Yeah,
Rocky and Bullwinkle. That was a good one I used to watch. I don't know. There were so many cartoons I used to watch.
Did you ever watch Roger Ramjet?
No, never even heard of it.
No? That was controversial. I used to watch a lot of Roger Ramjet. Roger Ramjet, he's our hero, hero of our nation. You never saw it? I'd run it, but I don't want to get a copyright strike. I think that it might be copyright safe, but I suspect it's probably still hanging on the copyright side. It was controversial. Do you know why? You don't know why because you've never heard of it. It was controversial because Roger Ramjet would take pep pills to give himself super strength. And that was determined to be speed. So they ended up taking it off the air. And it's actually been difficult even during the VHS and DVD eras to get copies of the cartoon. But it's available online. You can still find it out there.
There's
a little
where
trivia
the hell did
for
I
you.
Put it? I don't know. It's not here. There's a cartoon I used to watch a lot. Can't find it here, Rick. Oh, maybe this is it here. Hang on a sec. There's one more. No. I threw a lot of my CDs out. Nobody watches CDs anymore. DVDs, whatever you want to call them. Nobody watches them anymore.
Yeah. You should hold on to stuff like that because in 100 years, it'll be worth, you know, a dollar or two more than you paid.
Just space and stuff. Today I was watching another talk show live, and he had Scott Ritter come on live. And I like what Scott Ritter said.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, those guys in Washington, they got a big ego. They want to win. It's like going to Vegas, and they'll keep throwing money to win. But he says, Vegas, the house is fixed. The house always wins, and you're never going to win. The house will always get their money back, and they will always win. And he's, he was saying that there's no way they're going to beat Russia. It's impossible. But the states are trying so hard to beat Russia, right? But it's never going to happen.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying. It's never going to happen. So, I don't know.
I suppose it depends on how you define a win. I think a win at this point would be to sit down and negotiate peace and stop.
They don't want that.
That would be a win for people.
They don't want that.
Very clearly they don't. You're right. Yep.
It's like that other guy
that
you're talking about tonight. There, Mr. Navadi there. Ritter talked about him too.
Yeah.
Ritter talked about him.
Yeah.
His wife. I think his wife's Russian, eh? Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Yep. So Narvarty called her a cockroach. He says he called my wife a cockroach. My wife is not a cockroach. And he was fuming. And Well, he explained and he proved it, that this guy, he was, I think he got $7 million from the CIA to go to Russia and, you know, he's trying to bust up the government. You know what I mean? Anyhow.
Yeah, well, we ran video here a few nights ago of there's a video of him meeting with a Western intelligence officer, having a conversation, you know, related to that. So I don't think any of that should surprise anybody when you have an opposition party that's trying to gain power against, you know, somebody in power like Putin. You know, whether it's happening there or happening here, that's what governments do. They funnel money to political opposition to try and get their guy in, you know. So
that's right.
That's the way the game is played.
Yeah.
So well, I don't doubt that that happened. I don't doubt it at all.
Well, he worked for the CIA. That's what I understood. But anyways.
Yeah, well, whether he worked for him or not, I would not be at all surprised. And I'm sure that the information is probably accurate that his party was being, you know, in part at least funded by foreign money, probably from the United States.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyways, the reason why I really called in, I'm watching. I don't want to go on these chats. It's too much. You've been warning us and something going on, Rick, behind the curtain. You don't want to tell us. You know, I see people talking. I've been watching the chats tonight, and people are talking.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it at all.
I've dipped in a little bit.
You know, mm-hmm. What's going on,
yeah,
Rick?
I dipped in. I see what's going on.
What's going on? Is there
what's
something
going
behind
on?
The curtain that you're not telling us, or what? Listen, I'm still going to donate
money
to your
bit.
Show. Like, I like watching
well, that's
your show.
Okay.
I don't want to see
whether
you go
do
away.
Or you don't. You know, I appreciate support, John, but, you know, you coming on here and participating and watching and me being here, it's not about that. I appreciate the support, of course, but it's not about the money at all. There isn't enough of it, honestly, here to have it. There just isn't much money here. I'm just trying to pay the bills. It's really about this, John. It's just about some respect. It's about people intentionally sabotaging the channel. I see, you know, people poking and prodding me even tonight, trying to get a rise out of me. And it's about making sure that the channel is open to anybody that wants to have free speech. You know, I've been accused of stifling free speech by people who honestly have had more free speech here than anybody else. The person that got banned here, I asked nicely many times here on the program, in private, in messages, behind the scenes, asked him to clean things up. And I don't want to get into, you know, anything personal there. It's not about that. I actually really like him. But a lot of people have been scared off. They don't feel like they can even come in and have a conversation because things have been dominated and things have become kind of vulgar, and I need to clean it up. I'm trying to run an operation here that is of better, of a higher caliber. I'm trying to bring some level of professionalism here, and you can't do that when people are insulting others, or if you have a chat room, to put it, you know, just to wrap it up in a disrespectful way where people can't chat. But people can accuse me all they want of sitting here and engaging in some sort of censorship, but these accusations are coming from someone who has called into this program in excess of 230 times. 230 times. So don't, you know, nobody can sit there and accuse me of stifling that person's free speech. In addition to that, I've made this platform available to others who he has suggested come on, and I've been appreciative of all of that, and other people too, right? It's not just him or his people he has suggested, and that's been at times very helpful. But the point that I'm making is I platform people here that I don't even agree with politically or on various issues, whether it's cannabis activism, magic mushrooms, you name the issue, communism. I have communists on here, and I'm not a communist. I don't agree with that. Like I don't subscribe to the ideology, but I welcome them on the program to have discussions, and we do find common ground. I've had these advocates for cannabis on numerous times. I don't agree with it. I think society would be better off without people smoking weed or anything that kind of messes with their minds, but people have different views on it, and I respect that, and people make personal choices. I platform it, and I allow it. I've facilitated the discussions on many things that I simply don't agree with, but free speech has limits. And it's not that I'm sitting here trying to be an enforcer, quite the contrary. I've gone to extreme lengths to not have people banned here. I've gone to extreme lengths, but free speech also means making room for other people. And if you engage in speech or conduct here that is insulting or threatening or speech that incites violence or endorses speech that incites violence, that is not right. It's to some degree illegal, potentially. It's damaging to the channel. It's disrespectful of other people. It's disrespectful of me. It's disrespectful of the channel. It puts everything here in jeopardy. And it's juvenile to sit there and suggest that your free speech rights are being violated here when it's clearly not the case. Quite the contrary. I provide a phone system here so people can call in. I provide a platform where I've had people, including the person who right now is most vocal about me stifling free speech, they've been on the program multiple times. And I also appreciated them providing content. It's been very helpful at times, no question about it. But at the same time, it's not right. Use language that insults other people, makes people feel threatened, all right? I can tolerate things to a point, even vulgar language or even insults, but it just has gone way too far. And then when I've asked for it just to be dialed back, what did I get? I got mockery. It clearly wasn't being taken seriously. I got basically a challenge to me and just poking me. And I'm even getting it tonight still, because now I see, honestly, let's be frank, let's just be brutally honest, I see people in the chat tonight making comments basically designed to try and get a rise out of me. And that's the point, John, the people who are doing that here tonight, they're not here to engage in free speech. They're here to attack the channel. They're here to attack me. It's malicious. It undermines what we're doing here. That puts everything we're doing at risk. It makes other people not want to come here. It means that we can't have a good conversation. Do you know how difficult it is even to get people to engage in this all candidates forum coming up on Tuesday? A lot of people some of these candidates, I think, won't show up because they feel threatened coming here. They think it's going to be an attack. But that's not the case. I'm going to make sure of that. Anybody that shows up will be treated fairly. They'll be given an opportunity to express their views. It's imperative that we do that. But as long as people come in and act like a bunch of 10-year-olds and have some sort of like a schoolyard insult competition and engage in really gross language, whether it's racist in nature or just simply vulgar, it's not right. It's not fair. And this is, people say, oh, you're not about free speech then. You can't just come here and say anything you want. You can't. because there are limits. Like you can't threaten to kill me. You know, you can't threaten to kill other people. There are certain places where you can't go. And there is a limit to how much time you should be allotted, because other people have to have time to speak as well. So that's really what it's about, John. It's about being respectful of others and making room for other people. And that's really what it's about. And frankly, I've got people who are trying to take the channels down. And they're trying to make it so that other people won't come here. And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you something. Remember me? I used to tell jokes, and everybody liked them. And then my jokes got a little bit more rude and dirty. And, mm-hmm. and you put your foot down them, okay? And I said, you're right,
actually,
Rick.
Yeah.
If I did that, if I go to work and start calling, dick, cock, whatever.
Right.
You're not gonna get any work. Put it that way, right? You know.
That's right.
It's unless you work in some dive, you know, somewhere. Scum hole.
That's right.
But people don't want to hear that kind of language, right? So
they don't.
I understand where you're coming from, but people thinking down your channel. I like to know who these people are. You know, fuck. Mm-hmm. We can. Anyway, that's
well.
You working on
look,
it?
I received a phone call from somebody. This is probably 2-3 weeks ago, and I knew this was going on anyway, but. And I have names and very specific people. I know who they are. And they are actively working to have us taken down on YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, Twitter. And right now we're on a ban on Facebook because of that happening. In addition to that, and it's not really happening so much right now, but our websites have been hacked. And I know where that was coming from as well. But that's not – and so, I mean, what am I supposed to do? And it's all because, you know, within certain circles, there's a paranoia, there's anger, there are people with political agendas. They decide that they don't like you. They don't like what I've stood for. You know, I get accused of not being a real freedom fighter because I don't want to get violent, and then they come after me because I've called people out for – being bad actors and actually engaging in activity that really reflects very poorly on the gains and the positive things that other people are doing out there to regain our country, to get things back on the right track. And they put things in jeopardy, and that's what I've been about. It's about trying to keep things on course so that people who want to engage in bad activities that are going to just derail things, that we're made aware of that. But, you know, no, because the problem has been that when people engage in these negative things, people are really honestly afraid to stand up and say anything about it, but I'm not. I don't care whether it's Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden, or somebody engaged in some local group here that I know, whoever it is, if you're going to do something really stupid that's maybe going to get people in trouble or hurt or worse, then somebody needs to step up and say something. Or you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just that a lot of people have embraced the negativity and they're cool with it, but I'm not. And this isn't the place for it.
Yep.
And
well,
I hope that's clear enough.
It's like the newspapers. If you use foul language and stuff, and the moderator cuts it out, right? So you're you don't see that. But don't try to divide us in the group there, Rick. Try not to divide us.
I'm not. Hey, John. I'm not trying to divide people, right? I asked nicely many times. I asked and I asked and I asked, and that person, I complimented them because they are a natural leader, and it's a loss for us, for me. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to. I'm. It hurts me. I didn't like that. I like him, but can't control himself. Can't control his mouth. Can't stop. Can't just dial it back.
Is he banned?
And then
is the mouth banned?
He's damn well banned.
Him?
Oh yeah.
Huh?
I banned him. Oh yeah, of course I did.
Oh, you banned him.
Not the mods. I did that one. Because that was too heavy, man. I couldn't ask a moderator to do that because so many people follow him. So many people look up to him. And that's what I kept trying to say. People look up to you. You have an opportunity to use your position, your influence with people to do good things. You have, whether you like it or not, a degree of personal responsibility that way. So, you know, it's up to you what you choose to do with that. But, And I think he's got a good heart, but that's not what I got. I got sarcasm and mockery and poking me and not being respectful, not taking it seriously. It didn't stop. So that's it. Because, John, even though I lose that, if I clean this place up, we're going to get a whole lot more, and that's going to be of a whole lot more value to our country and our society in order to open the conversation in a meaningful and productive way for all people to come here so that we can engage in conversation again. But as long as that kind of activity is going on in the chat, there's half or maybe three quarters of the population that simply won't come here to participate, and then we can't even talk to them, and that's not going to get us anywhere. All right, I need people to at least feel comfortable enough to come on the show as a guest or to maybe even watch the show and pop into the chat and so where they're not going to be attacked just because they're pro-Palestine or pro-Israel or pro-Ukraine or not. Everybody's got to be able to express their opinion and not get shouted down like some crazy woke progressive screaming at the top of the lungs in the middle of the script going, so I don't want to listen to you. But no, we can't have this. And or worse, saying you're an F in this or you're an F in that or you're a dirt you-know-what, which is just, a disgusting thing to call somebody. Not here, because that threatens people. That's like a direct, derogatory, defamatory thing to say to somebody. And when I let somebody use language like that here, people just won't come. It's not cool with me. And I mean, Steve just called in and what did he want to talk about? Some white supremacist group down in the States, the Patriot Front. Okay, well, I know where that's going and I know why he wants to talk about it. But, the reality is I'm not cool with white supremacy. Well, I'll let somebody mention it or talk about it to some degree. We can all let them table it as a subject. But you're getting into real dangerous territory there, honestly. But too many people are embracing that, as far as I'm concerned. But if you want to promote it, then go to some other channel where they promote it. And I know a few that are doing it right now. And I don't recognize some people right now these days, John. I don't understand what's coming out of people's mouths. Things that a year ago never would have passed, through over the lips of some people, but here it is. It's like on the tip of the tongue now, and that's not cool, man. I don't know what you're about, but I'm about being nice to people. I don't care what the color of their skin is or their religion or anything else. Right?
You get further ahead in life if you're nice to people. I tell you, Leo,
yes.
if you had a good job making $100,000 a year, and you talk like that to the employees, you won't be there very long, because nobody's going to put up with that. Nobody. I've been working all my life. I've been high up companies. I've been told keep your mouth. Don't talk. But.
Well, sure.
Yeah, politics,
religion,
money. Never talk about politics, religion, and money. That's all we talk about here, politics, religion, and money. but
yeah. Oh, yeah, John, you're right, man. I appreciate what you're saying, and
If I went into any company, okay, especially government, you won't last in there a day if you're F this and F that, and you know, you're not gonna last. And
not at all, and either will this channel. Not in the long run. And I think, you know, I have a responsibility too, right? Because we do have something special here. We have an opportunity here because we do have an audience. And I want to use that for good things to help us get back on track. But you're not going to get there. I'm not going to get there if I've got people in the chat saying F you and F that and F this and F that. And worse, a lot worse in some cases. You know, I'm not going to get important guests to come on here to have serious discussions. They'll just avoid the channel, and I don't blame them a bit.
You got a good point there. Nobody's going to want to come on if someone's calling them. How come Anesty got blocked?
Anesty's not blocked.
Removed by moderator. What the hell is this?
I don't know. John, I'm not even in the chat, and I did not block Anesty. Okay, I don't see Rumble when I'm on. I have to actually go to a whole other computer window in order to see what's going on in there. I have no idea.
She got removed. Message was removed by moderator. I don't know what she said. But,
okay, I mean, I've got other mods. I'll have to check it out maybe after the show and find out what's going on. I didn't do it. I haven't given anybody instructions to ban anybody. So however that happened, you know, I trust my mods, but I think what's happened here last night has been very damaging, and also some masks coming off. And I trust probably, you know, I trust my mods. I've just got probably two mods jacked up against each other.
You know what I do, Rick?
Yeah.
You know what I do?
Yeah.
This is what I do. This is what I do, folks. If you got a guest on that I don't agree with, instead of cutting them up and running them down, I just go somewhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or just go do something else and not, you know, come back later, right?
Yeah,
but
I didn't even want to. I didn't want to talk about this tonight. I didn't want to talk about him.
But running down a guest you have on, or running down, being, you know, very vulgar about some of these. I'm telling you, you'll never, in this world, you won't get anywhere talking like that, okay? It's just, it's not accepted, and it shouldn't be accepted on here or anywhere, to be honest with you.
Right.
But anyways, that's my two cents, but I'm just trying to find out what's going on, because I like Leo, okay?
That's
I'm
it.
Not saying I hate the guy.
I do, too.
You know,
I do too, John. I do. I love the guy. I love him, but can't have it. I'm sorry. I just can't allow it. And that hurts me. But what am I supposed to do?
It's his mouth, huh?
And I don't even think he understands.
No.
I think it's just lost on him because
that's
he's
him
just,
though. That's him. He, you know.
Yeah, I know it's him.
I don't know how they keep him on his job. You know, if he talks like that at work, I don't know if he talks like that at work. Maybe it's just a show here. But if he's walking around at work talking like that, these guys, I don't care how good you are, they're not going to keep you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got people coming in there. This guy, I don't want to repeat what he says, but, you know, anyways.
Yeah.
They won't
as simple as that,
around.
You know. And John,
you're gone,
you know,
out
I
the
love
door.
You come on, man. So yeah.
Anyhow, tomorrow
and,
I'm going to a concert.
So,
I won't be on. I'm going downtown to the ACC for a concert. So I won't. I'm going to miss your show. But Tuesday I'll be back.
All right. Well, Tuesday's the debate. So hopefully that thing comes together. But not sure how many people are going to show up because, as I say, everything is so divisive right now. It's hard to know. It's a low-trust environment, so they might, you know, some of these candidates might think incorrectly that they're going to come here and get attacked, but they're not. I'm going to make sure.
I've been reading the charts tonight, Rick, all night, and they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's like dirt squirrel. That's nothing wrong with that. You know, something like that is not. You're not going to ban someone for saying dirt squirrel, or that could be Leo, eh? He says that a lot.
That's exactly who says that. Yeah.
That could be Leo.
Define what that means for me.
Dirt squirrel.
Yeah.
You know what? It's funny. It's a funny saying, but hey, listen, man. People are angry on these chats, especially, when Trudeau and Freeman spending our money stupidly. What do you think? You think we're happy with giving them, how much did he, $3 million or something? $2 billion? I don't know.
Well, $3 billion. I know people aren't happy about that. Well, that's not so.
You think Polyev's going to do that? Polyev's like Trump.
Yeah.
You think Trump's going to do that? Give Ukraine
right.
any money? No. Anybody with two fucking boulders in his head will not do that. Okay? This guy, Trudeau, you look in his ear, you see light on the other side. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there. He's controlled by somebody, right? But that's our taxpayers' money. You can't give $2 billion of our money away just like that to some useless war, like Ritter says. Russia, you can't defeat Russia. They're going to win. You can't beat Russia. There's no way Ukraine's going to beat Russia. There's no way. And I believe that. And it's a useless war, but these guys, they want to keep throwing money. It's taxpayers' money they're throwing. Throw your own money. That's what I got to say. Throw your own money.
Okay. Yeah.
No, sorry. I'm getting yelled.
I know.
you're getting a little tight now.
That really
irritates me, though. I'm sorry.
Back to the original point here, when it depends on how you're using that word, that phrase, the dirt, I didn't want to say it, because do you know what the various meanings are for that? Do you know what it means?
I have to look it up, but it's maybe digging a hole or burying the nuts
I mean, it can mean a variety of things, but used in certain circumstances, it can be used as a negative way to describe maybe somebody of Middle Eastern descent. It can be, it's kind of like the equivalent almost of the N-word. It can be also used sometimes to describe to describe a woman. But it's another way of calling her an effing S-blank-blank-U-T.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that means. So is that appropriate? Is that okay? Do you think you could say that at work? I don't think so.
Well, some people...
It's gross, man. It's just gross. So, it's enough to get yourself banned.
I got shit. One company that I work for, I used to tell jokes all the time. People told me Italian jokes. It doesn't offend me. Mm-hmm. If I said a Jewish joke, I get called in the office. No more jokes. We don't want. I go. They were telling me Italian jokes. I can take it. You got to have thick skin. But if you say a Jewish joke, oh my God, Rick, it's a sin. You know, this is what the world. This is what we're facing with right now with the same thing. Me, they call me Dago. They call me, I've heard all the Italian jokes.
Yeah,
but
I kind of laugh at them. I know.
I laugh
but at that's them. Not acceptable. That's not acceptable either, though, here, John. I don't want people coming here and calling you those things. Right?
I don't want that.
It's not, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but other people might. And it's not what this place needs to be. We need to aim higher. All right.
Well,
Because I want to be able to bring quality guests on. I want to be able to have quality conversations. I don't want it to be in the gutter all the time. And I have been open to
you're going
to
die
things.
Younger. You're going to die quicker if you don't. You need a good laugh, Rick. Otherwise, it's going to kill
John,
you.
John, we do laugh here.
We do laugh here.
And
you know, I used to work in some companies, man, and guys would walk around with their face down and they never see him smile. Never.
Well, I'm the one who
are
sits
you one
here
of those?
And talks about no. And quite the contrary. I'm the guy who sits here some nights and says, call in and tell me what you love about the country. See if we can find out what people need to be proud of so we can rebuild it. And then what do I get? I get a couple of people maybe call in with some positive things. You know, maybe they like maple syrup or maybe they like canoeing but then the next guy calls in you know who and then that's the guy who's all doom and gloom. That's not me. But I'll tell you this, I get blamed for everything here. I bring people on that I don't agree with and whatever their point of view is, I get hammered on it. In fact, I was just told, again, I'm going to withhold names, but I had somebody on the show and it triggered somebody, a big freedom leader, who told somebody else that I can't be trusted now because I had so-and-so on the show just because they were talking about a subject. Well, they said it, man, not me, but I'm held responsible for what they say, and I get held responsible for everything everybody says in the chat. I get held responsible for everything you're saying here on this call-in. And to some degree, I should be held responsible because I'm responsible for the channel. I'm responsible for setting the standard. And I want a higher standard, damn it, because people deserve it. You guys deserve it. You deserve a higher standard. Demand better. Let's not go down into the gutter. I said, okay, we can do the FU Fridays. We did it, what, two or three times? I think we did it twice, and then we did an FU Thursday or something, which was impromptu, and I get it. It was an opportunity to blow off some steam precisely because of what you're saying. People are upset. They're angry. So I thought, yeah, it can be a release valve for people. We can do it, and we tried it, but it became apparent to me very quickly that was a race to the bottom, and we couldn't do that on a regular basis. Now, if somebody thinks that that's a great idea, you're welcome to go start a channel. If it's such a great idea and you think you're going to get zillions of followers, be my guest. Go start a YouTube channel. Call it FU whatever, FUTube or whatever. I don't know. And you can do it over there. And then you'll get millions of viewers and get rich. Go ahead.
That's what I think of it.
There you go. That's right. But I mean, come on, man. Like
you're starting to sound like woke YouTube now, banning everybody for moderating. Remember you got banned so much when you talk about whatever, you know, like it's not free speech. And that's what you're
saying. Oh,
but like
but
right
it
now.
Is, but it is, John. It is free
Look,
speech.
Trudeau,
and
did Trudeau call you? Did Trudeau call you back and say you better keep that show down? Because I don't like what they're saying about me, okay? Because that's why he's on the air. You played it the other night. He's crying.
What, you want me? So you just wanted to? Do you want it to be a free for all, and people can just say whatever the hell they want, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you gotta have thick skin.
Insult
if you're
people.
Look
just
at
get
Trump.
Into the
Look
gutter.
At Trump. He gets
and call everybody
thrown at
every
him.
Racist thing, and just get vulgar, right? Make them just engage in language that's so sickening that it makes people want to puke. And I'm just supposed to sit here and listen to that? You just contradicted yourself. You just said earlier, which was quite correct, that if you tried that at work, you'd get fired.
Yeah. Well,
it's the same thing here.
I'm not at work right now, but
yeah, you're not, but you're in my house. And this is our house.
And that means
that when people come here, you have to be respectful.
That's true.
If
no, that's true.
Like,
I agree
my
with
house,
you.
My house, my rules.
I got
man.
Nothing against that.
And
I'm pretty good on the chats. I don't really. Sometimes my mouth goes too much. But you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying, John. But it's a stupid argument for people to make when they come here, and because they want to say whatever they want to say. but if they don't get to, then suddenly I'm anti-free speech. Just
anti-free
because of that.
Speech.
People want free speech for themselves, but they want to shut everybody else down. And the reality is these people who are coming here, getting into the chat, and causing disruption and causing problems, they're not about free speech. They're about censoring the people that don't agree with them. I get it on both ends of the political spectrum here, man.
Well,
it's like, we have free speech. Yeah, free speech for you until somebody disagrees with you, and then you want to shut them up by shouting at them.
I have a solution.
Or,
I have
you
a
know,
solution
dominating.
For you.
No.
I have a solution
sure.
for
I'm
you.
I'm all
and you
open.
Can even,
yep.
You can even call Leo back and bring him back on. I got a solution. Look, another one. Like, message was removed. There you go. Any swear words that are on these things, it gets removed automatically. Just like the newspapers. You know the newspapers? If you say something that's damaging, like you just said, it's wiped out. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I read a lot of comments on the newspapers. Believe, you know, the comments are more exciting than a newspaper article. You read the? Do you ever read the newspaper, Rick? Or do you just go on some? Do you read, ever read the comments on newspapers?
The,
you ever read the comments on newspapers?
I have, yeah.
I
what
think they're
them?
More yeah. interesting than the newspaper article themselves. The article.
Sometimes
I'll laugh my brains out. Someone says something so idiotic, and I'm laughing my head off. Like,
mm-hmm.
it makes
yeah.
you feel good. Right, Rick?
Okay.
You're here to feel good, right?
Sure.
But the way you're doing, the way,
yeah.
you know,
and we,
like, there's nothing wrong on here saying something funny and people laugh at it. But if you're going, F this, and
yeah,
I'm that, and
but
I'm
John,
screw that, and
but John,
you, and she's a she, and
yeah,
this.
But John,
and, I understand
John, don't,
that, Rick.
You know, I know where that's coming from, okay? Oh, I was just joking. Yeah, but sometimes these jokes are, you know, that argument is just a bunch of bunk. All right. I know what was going on in there last night. And, oh, I was just joking. It was just a joke. Yeah, well, sometimes the jokes go too far, too. And the jokes are just a way of masking or presenting, really, what someone's real intent is in a way that they can then just turn around and say, it's just a joke. Oh, really? Yeah, no, not really. I'm not stupid. Joke? Fine. Want to make people laugh? Fine. But there's still a line, still a line. You know, it's like, and if you want to make vulgar jokes or you want to, you know, come in, because really what was going on there was malicious. It was designed to poke me, get a rise out of me. It was a clear message that of disrespect, telling me that they weren't taking my request seriously at all, mocking the request. Making it very clear that nothing was going to change. Because, damn it, nobody tells me what to do. Nobody tells me what to think. I know. I watched his video today when people told me he was talking about me. That's fine. I skimmed through it. I get it. Fine. But you know what? All through that video, if you're looking for the reasons that he got banned here, he's doing the same things on his own channel. Go ahead. You'll get followers. But I don't want them here, if that's the way it's going to be, because
well, they're going to come
I'm not
on
gonna,
here.
It doesn't meet the standard.
Rick, they're going to come here. Watch, I'm not.
Well,
I'm not
come.
Putting anybody here. I listen. The only people I know in these chats that I've met is Paul and Leo. That's it. That's the only two people I've ever met. I like to meet more people.
Yeah.
On these chats,
sure.
There's a lot of good people on these chats that you got here.
Yes, there are.
And
we need to make sure there's room for that.
You know,
I'll tell you this, though, John.
I've got some
people who are, you know, regular viewers here, even contributors who had been here for, you know, a year, year and a half, and they left, complained. They asked me to do something about it. So it's not fair to them. They won't come back until this is cleaned up. And I'm here. I'm listening to them. But, like, they won't. They're not interested. They can't. There's no room in there for them anymore. And it's disgusting to them. So they're like, I don't want to be part of that. And honestly, I don't want to be associated with it. It reflects poorly on me. And it's not okay. I've been a journalist all my life, a professional journalist,
yeah.
meaning you know, a level, a standard. I'm very serious about what I do. I take
you go to work,
I
keep your head down, ass up, don't say a word, and at 5 o'clock you go home. And you got a job for
no,
life.
No, I do. No.
That's
I
what it was like at
TPC. Because, yeah, but that's not what it was like where I come from. I mean, I was locking horns at the assignment desks, and I was, you know, I was often at odds editorially with, you know, my editors. I take what I do very seriously. I take truth very seriously. I always have. And there's a certain standard of ethics that I bring here, very high, and I will not compromise on it. I mean, I have allowed some entertainment and humor to, you know, be exercised here, and that's all fine to a point. But this vulgarity, the insults, the attacks based on ethnicity or religion, it's not cool. It's not okay. It is not. Yeah. Everybody's welcome here. And you can say, oh, no, you're woke. Why? Because I want some people to not be allowed to come here? Is that what we're saying? That's not me. Is that you? Do you want me to ban other people or say that people with a certain skin color can't come here? Is that where we're at?
Well, Rick, before I let you go, you know this. What? I'm sorry. I was watching the chats here, kind of. Most of the time I can multitask.
So I'm asking you. I mean, is that where we're at? Because that's really what it is. It's like if you've got somebody calling somebody a bad name because of the color of their skin or their religion, then there's no room for that person here. And that's somebody else exercising their agency to ban someone arbitrarily, unilaterally, without the consent of the support of the community.
Nice.
That's not nice.
I know.
No, it's not.
Especially when you don't know the person, you know? Like, some people are
that's
a real a-hole.
Banning.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But they're
but
good
man,
people.
I don't care if you're Muslim or if you're Christian.
I'm not racist.
You know, whatever.
Sorry. look.
That's cool.
Leo calls me Johnny Gaza now. You know, I talk about Gaza all the time.
Yeah.
It hurts me to see what's going on over there, Rick. And people are just got the
blindfolds
on.
I get it.
Okay?
I appreciate
racist,
your perspective.
Rick.
I get it.
I'm not racist.
I know, John. I know what you mean. I know that's the other thing. I try to be tolerant of people. And even though, honestly, I think sometimes you could be more careful about the way you choose your words, I know what the spirit of your comments is. And so I still appreciate you because I know that you do have a good heart. But,
this one girl bought me a keychain.
You know,
this one girl caught me.
One girl what?
Bought me a keychain, foot in the mouth, because sometimes you said, like you said, I say something that offends people, right? And so she, I forget what it says. A gathers a foot gathers mouth, foot in the mouth or something. I still have that keychain around somewhere, but I don't remember exactly what it is. But she bought it because of my mouth. Sometimes it goes off the wall. They're just like you said, okay. And but Rick, all I can say is, like the saying goes, no, do not take life so seriously, quite, you know, because no one gets out alive. How's that saying go? Don't take life seriously because no one gets out alive.
That's right.
And I believe that.
Yeah. Appreciate
and
it.
A good laugh
okay.
is worth at least 100 days on your life, you know?
Well, I'll try to bring a little more levity to the show tomorrow night, okay?
You're a funny guy, though.
I'll take that to heart. That's
Rick,
right. And you just...
You make us laugh sometimes, you know?
Good. I'll do it tomorrow
night.
But
you don't run people down. I understand that. Well, you've run Trudeau down a few times.
Well...
So you're not going to run Trudeau down no more, eh? I guess? You change your life now? Or? Next time you run
no,
Trudeau
there's,
down?
No, there's fair, there's a certain degree
honk,
of fair
okay?
game there. He's a public official. He's the prime minister. He's, he's made himself the target. He has to be criticized. And, he is, in my opinion, the worst prime minister in Canadian history. I keep saying it over and over again, but I hope that the local Liberal candidate from the riding of Durham still feels welcome enough to come here, even though that's my opinion of the prime minister. I'm still going to give the guy a fair shake, and he'll be treated with respect here. Even if Justin Trudeau showed up, I would still treat him with respect. And a lot of people wouldn't, but he would be treated with respect here if he wanted to engage in an interview. My opinion is he's still the worst prime minister in Canadian history. And I would tell him that, but in a respectful way.
Well, that's a proven fact, though. You're not just saying that because you don't like him. That's proven.
It's demonstrable. Yes. That's right. So.
Anyway, somebody
said. Yeah. And, but,
says,
yeah,
thanks,
I mean, if people
Johnny,
step over the line,
would.
If people are here with malicious intent, if people are here trying to honestly attack the channel, take the channel down, cause problems, stifle free speech by being disruptive in the chat, then, yeah, they're going to get banned. That's just all there is to it. And I've tried to avoid it as much as possible, but some people are exploiting the opportunity to come in here and just do exactly what I just described. Not acceptable. I owe it to all of you to do that.
Yeah, but it seems like there's people online here, like you said, that want you gone, right? That want you take your state. That's all you can do to them, right? Just exactly what you said.
That's all I can do.
So
I don't want to do it.
But,
I'd rather have them here and have them be part of this. But if they're going to come here, with their mouses clicking and clacking on their keyboards so that they can cause problems. If that's all they're doing, then that's not acceptable. You're gonzo. And that's where the experiment has taken us. I mean, I know that it was said, this isn't an experiment. This is my rights. Well, no, it is an experiment. Social media is still an experiment. Free speech itself remains something of an experiment, even within our society. We're still trying to figure it out. Even with, as technology progresses, whether it's the printing press or television, radio, at every step of technological advancement with communication, it has created, a whole new round of challenges. And we have to learn how to adapt free speech to these mediums, social media included. This is a brand new medium that we are engaged in. It is an experiment, and unfortunately, I've tried to make it as open as I possibly can, as free as I possibly can, but as you're seeing, some people just aren't mature enough or responsible enough to use it properly. And as a result, they're actually stifling your free speech, John. By taking up time and causing problems and putting everything here in jeopardy. That's not right. And that's why any serious discussion on free speech also has to involve a discussion on what the limits to free speech need to be, what the community standard needs to be. And that means it is a free speech platform of the people, by the people, for the people, because it's all about the people. And that's what I said last night as well. With freedom comes personal responsibility. And some people interpreted that last night as me saying, you have to police each other. No, you have to police yourself. That means that you have to watch your mouth, be respectful, and determine where the community standard is and make sure that you meet that standard. You have to assess. And if you see somebody else in the chat, just as you would on the street, who says something really nasty, then it's up to you to decide, how are you going to respond? What kind of person are you going to be? What kind of human? Will you cower in fear and just go along with the bully who's leveling a malicious verbal attack against somebody, calling them an F and N thing or a this or a that? And let, that's not right. But if you want to be there, then that's a personal choice. Or you can say, no, I'm not going to participate in that. Or here's a really crude, lewd, rude joke that offends everybody. Let's laugh at this one. Well, if it is crude, lewd, and rude, then it is offensive, then maybe it's not appropriate to laugh. But it's up to people to make that determination and police themselves. I'm not asking people to police other people. just make choices for yourself. If you can't do that, then maybe you've got a character flaw. Just as I have to make decisions. You know, I've said that our country has lost its moral compass. It's absolutely true. The fact that I'm sitting here having this conversation right now is evidence of that. You know, without churches, without God to help guide people, people are lost. They think it's okay to do these things. It's not okay. There's a time and a place, and there's a standard, and that's what I'm talking about. Get back to being respectful. And that's not wokeism. That's just common courtesy. Is that too much to ask?
I'll watch my mouth, but I think we should all just watch what we say, like you said. It's not just here. It's in the workplace, in shopping malls, whatever. You never know who you're running down. You call someone a name they don't like. You don't know what they're carrying, right? I'm going downtown tomorrow. if someone calls me a name, I'm just going to keep walking. And I'm not going to call nobody a name, okay? Because you don't know what they're doing. You don't know these people are mentally ill down there. Who knows? They can stab you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Rick?
There's that aspect of it, too.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. You can call me whatever you want. I've been called worse. People call me names all the time. But it bothers people when
you're
they
good
call
guy.
Names, but me it doesn't
you're,
bother.
You've become a good friend. You know, we talk on the phone, you know, off the program sometimes, and I enjoy our conversations. I you're my friend. That's why Leo is my friend too. I didn't want to do it. I really, really, really didn't want to do it. But do you know how painful that was? You know how hard that was for me to do? And, oh, you're just doing it for click. That's no way to build a channel, man. It's like banning people. No, that's not cool. Especially somebody that people look up to. I didn't want to do that. Like, it was so bad, John, that, I didn't even know if anybody would tune in tonight. Maybe I won't even have an audience because they'll all hate me so much. So that's a great strategy for building your channel. That's, you just want clicks. No. it's not about the clicks. It's about doing what's right. And it had to be done.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry, but it just had to be done.
No, I agree with you, Rick. I agree with you. That kind of talk depends. There's ways, other ways to say it than vulgar, right?
Yeah, and it's worse than that, John, because you know what's happened? I'm going to be quite open, okay? Since that, the word spread, and then some pretty nasty people out there have been making phone calls and online, and they've been talking about this. And I know what's been going on because I've already received some messages back. And I've had a couple of people say, you know, that they do, I don't want to give away kind of who they are. I had one of the mods say, I can't be a mod anymore. It's too much. Yeah, because they're being hassled now, harassed, simply because they're here on the channel. So they're receiving basically a lot of pressure, almost like threats, right? That's not cool. So...
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm dealing with, and those people putting the pressure on, those are the ones who want me shut down. Well, go ahead then, I guess, if that's what you're about. But if those are the people that, you know, people are following, imagine what kind of country we would have on the other side of that if those were the people in charge. You think censorship is bad now? I'm telling you, I've been dealing with some of these people, and it will be 1,000 times worse under them. So be very careful. is an experiment, and what you're experiencing here right now is a micro version of society. And this, I can see very clearly, again, because I'm dealing with this, the darkness that would just consume this country and the people if we allow people who pretend to believe in free speech but really don't, because they're actively working to shut this channel down. If they really believed in free speech, would they be in the chat right now trying to take this thing down or cause problems? No. But they are right now. That's why they're getting their asses banned. And I'm not the one doing it, because somebody's got some common sense over there, I suspect. If you believe in free speech, why are you trying to shut me up?
I believe you. I believe what you're saying right now. See?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought shit like that was happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you deal with it.
It's not easy.
I would shut it down and, you know,
yep.
But I'm not.
And that's what I'm getting to.
You enjoy what you're doing.
From multiple sides. Yeah, it's like, why don't you just quit, Rick? Why don't you, maybe it's time for you just to pack it in. You know, with all this, maybe you just like take a break and just not do it for a while.
That's what, they win. You know? If you do that, they win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you do that, they win.
I know.
And we lose, like you said. We're the ones that are going to lose.
Yes, sir.
So, but we,
yes, sir.
You know, anyhow,
I should move on. I've got other callers in the queue here, John.
Okay, Rick. Tomorrow I'll listen to your show when I get back, but I'm going to miss the chats tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good night, John.
Bye.
See you, man. Okay, go ahead. Who's on the air?
Who's this? How you doing, Rick?
I am just fine, sir. Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm a little worn out also. But good move, and good for you, and good for the channel, and good for everybody that's interested in therapeutic solution.
Mm-hmm.
Tough love is tough. It's tough for the person getting it. It's tough for the person that has to give it. It's work. But it's indicated. And like you said, the channel is a microcosm of society and the world. And it's ironic that the same people that would beef about the border and everything can't get the notion that we need positive contributors in the chat. You know, just like you would want at the border, you would want positive people to come into the country, right?
Yeah.
And
yep.
And you don't want inquisitorial actors coming across, right? So
yep.
Why don't we just become what we want?
Yes.
Simple enough.
Instead of becoming what the other people want us to become. That's really what I've been witnessing in the last, especially year. You know, the government has been accusing people in, you know, certain freedom groups in particular of being white supremacists and neo-Nazis and this and that. And I've always been sitting here saying, I don't see it. I don't get it. I don't think so. Right.
Right.
But then just, you know, especially after October 7th, but even leading up to that, I was seeing this progression of people just, I think, unwittingly adopt language and ideas that are turning them into the very thing that the government was accusing them of being. And I don't think people even realize it, right? It's like, it's not cool.
It's brainwashing. Yeah. And that's what we need to snap out of. And, you know, people think that that's just, you know, a word or whatever, brainwashing, but it's serious business. I, you know, in hindsight, man, I don't have time to write a book to explain all the brainwashing I've seen. But we're going to get through this. We don't have a choice about it. We've thought it through. There's only one positive, logical way forward, and we need to make that happen. We're the adults in the room. And we don't, it's not just a matter of wanting the torch handed to us. It's not a matter of, oh, the old guard doesn't want to hand us the torch. It's that the torch is fascist, and we don't want that torch. We don't want.
That's right.
We don't want. Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Chuzy, you know, some of the information and ideas and ideology and so on that you bring us is complicated. A lot of people don't understand. But I'll tell you, I've come to realize that you are one of the wisest people that we have in the family here.
Takes one to know one, Rick, and I really appreciate you, and you really amazed me and ended up making my weekend, as hard as it was, as much work as it was for everybody. You've done the right thing, and I'm hopeful that this might be the week that we can really be proud. I feel like we have one foot in the after party. Remember that peaceful revolution is really just a matter of words and celebration and the truth being divulged and the punishment being metered out therapeutically so we don't have more images of abuse.
I appreciate your words. Again, more wisdom. Thank you.
I appreciate the chance, Rick. You've been, true gold. And I hope everybody appreciates how valuable you are and how brave you've been, how much hard work and time you put into this persistently, and they will contribute and buy up those shirts. And if you're going to buy those Exile the Knights of Malta shirts, wear them responsibly and explain to people why you're less miserable since you understand. Okay?
Thank you, Chuzy.
Everybody,
you.
I love you. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Love you too. Okay. Take care. Okay, who do we have on the line now?
This is Rich. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. It's been a while since I've called in.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
What's that?
What city are you calling from?
I'm calling from the States.
Yeah, someplace. I see the area code. I just wondered, you know, what city, because I think I was kind of targeting New York tonight, but anyway.
No, I'm not in New York. No.
No, I know.
Anyway,
yeah, just
man,
curious where you were. But anyway, go ahead. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm here.
Yeah. Well, I just, Chuzy just, man, did a great job on, I was just calling in to encourage you. I've done that in the past. I never, you know, really feel like I've got a whole lot to offer, as far as, all I can offer is my observations and responses and encouragement, really, is what I call for. I think that with the current happenings that we've seen over the past couple of nights, I wasn't around to see the incident that created all of this, but the show that you last night when you were talking about everything. I think that you, in my opinion, and the reason why I listen to you, I'm not going to say every night, but I listen just about every night. And you're one of the few people that I do even listen to as far as the news goes anymore, because I have seen your heart in the past and I've
thank you. I should also say that this new phone in system is going to cut you off in 60 seconds, unfortunately, and I don't have any control over it. Just to let you know.
Okay. Well, I apologize for rambling on and not getting to a point.
No, it's good.
I think that what you're doing and the way that you have handled your channel is a great thing, and there's great possibilities for what can happen in the future. If people were to come into somebody's house and act the way that people do in your channel, they would have a problem with that, and they would want to be able to handle things in a matter of that needed to be handled. So I encourage you to hang in there. I appreciate you for what you do and how you do things, and I just thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate the call and the support.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.
All right. And that wraps up that call. And, yeah, this system runs a little bit differently. So we got in just under the wire with that, which worked out great. We just pull this down. Yeah, that system has to be reset after a certain amount of time. I should have set it for a longer duration. I didn't think the chat or the call-in portion would go as long as it did tonight, honestly. But it did, and that's a good thing. I appreciate everybody calling in and participating that way. And it was a good conversation. So I'm glad that we had it. And it can continue even tomorrow night. I'll be back, 6 p.m. Eastern, on the flip side. See you then. Thank you.